You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Alicia Thomas. Okay, so let me give you the rundown. Basically, I've recorded a million episodes in the last 5 weeks and I am just sitting down to make this first episode to you. I just want to introduce myself. I'm a black girl on Broadway. Well, I mean, we're in a pandemic. Let's be real. I'm definitely starving for anything Broadway right now. But basically, I have reached out to a whole bunch of my friends in the industry and in other industries as well. And we have sat down and talked about hair because this is what we talk about when we're in person. I'm like, what can I talk about for hours and hours? So basically, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. My hair is... who knows? I mean, actually, I just got it done yesterday with somebody who I met recording for this podcast. His name is Gio Brian Hennings, and you'll hear his episode maybe in a few weeks. I'm excited about, like, I'm still on this hair journey and probably will be for the rest of my life, but it's nice to sit down with people and hear everybody else's process, their journey, and it makes me feel like, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. And I hope that you feel like that as well if you're also on this journey. And even if you're not, there is so much like girl power in this. There is so much Black Lives Matter in this. There is so much Broadway fandom. If you are a lover of Broadway, this is for you too. And if you are just wanting, if you're an ally and you just want to hear some conversation with some Black people, this is for you too. I want you to all feel welcome, and I'm just so excited to put this on. A little bit background for myself, I was in Beautiful, the Carole King musical, but before that, let's back it up for a second. I used to work at Disneyland as a vocalist, and there was a day when I was like, you know what, I need a break, and I went out to New York City, and I didn't tell anybody. And while I was here, because I'm here right now in New York City, spoiler alert, while I came out to visit New York City, I met a homeless man who looked me dead in the eyes and said, I don't know who you are, but you need to move here and you need to do it now. And I don't typically go around just taking advice from homeless men, but on that particular day, his eyes twinkled and my whole body was drenched in goosebumps. By the end of the day, I'd called up Disney and put in my notice, booked a round trip ticket, sold all of my furniture from Facebook, and went back to California, got rid of everything that didn't fit in 2 suitcases, came back to New York, and the week I got back, I landed a Sherelle role in the first national tour of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. I'm still like, oh my goodness, God, you are so good. When we talk, like, let's talk about God's timing for a second, because that was not me. Do you know what I'm saying? So I toured with that show for 2 years in North America, loved it, became Miss California while I was on the road. And eventually I was asked to come to the Broadway company. You guys, I'm telling you about my favorite show. I love Beautiful. I closed that show on Broadway. And to be honest, if it didn't close, I would be there until I died. They were going to have to drag me out of the Sondheim. And eventually they kicked us out. But I was loving every minute of it. Eventually, just a couple months later, I booked my second Broadway show, the Britney Spears musical, called Once Upon a One More Time, which I was so excited about. And then COVID shut everything down. Dear God. And so here we are. I'm so grateful to be healthy and alive and for my family and my friends to be okay. But I just wanted to create a platform to amplify as many Black voices as I can, to connect with my Broadway community, to talk to my friends about hair. Honestly, these last 25 interviews that I've made, it's like going to therapy without going to therapy. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I hope that when you're listening, you feel like a fly on the wall in the dressing room. I hope it's fun. I hope it's as fun for you to listen to as it was for me to record. And I mean, let's be honest, those aren't going to be the only 25 episodes. We're just getting started so that we can have something to start with to put out into the world. So a little bit about my hair journey. I I've never thought that my natural hair was beautiful. Ever. But 3 years ago, I decided to stop putting heat on it and to just go natural and just see what happens. And it's been not easy, but it's been kind of fun getting to know what my hair is, like on its own, how it grows out of its scalp, how to deal with it, how to make it look fierce, how to wear it when I'm casual, like try to differentiate between weekend hair and when I'm like trying to dress up or like date night. Do you know what I'm saying? But honestly, the biggest thing that has changed my mind, one of my agents had sent me out on a commercial audition, and it was for a hair commercial. Up until that point, I always looked at my hair as very blah. When I went to that audition, I did not look at my hair as blah anymore. I'm like, I could be a hair commercial girl. My hair did not change. My perception changed. And so I think that's kind of a metaphor for life. Like, sometimes you have it going on and you have no idea that you got it going on. And you just need to look in the mirror and be like, girl, you got it going on. Sometimes we just gotta encourage ourselves. So here we are. I hope that you enjoy these episodes. And welcome. Have fun listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas.
It's okay.
I'm all right. I'm all right. Ooh. CLG. Collect on delivery.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.